A historic Berkshire residence is unveiling a holiday light spectacular this weekend. Stockbridge is about to be lit up like never before.
So we've got 120,000 lights spread throughout our 8-acre garden.
Brian Cruey is the general manager of Namkeg, a 19th century estate in the hands of the trustees. They're a non-profit, member-supported conservation group that maintains land and places of note in Massachusetts.
We have 117 properties across the state of Massachusetts. Here in the Southern Berkshires, I'm lucky enough to manage 8 of those, including Namkeg, where we're at now, Monument Mountain, which you can see in the distance, some properties in the Tieringham Valley, over in Sheffield, Bart's Cobble, and Ashley House, and Mission House here in Stockbridge as well.
The wood-shingled Namkeg sits on a hillside overlooking Stockbridge and the land beyond it to the southwest. Again, Cruey.
I think that Namkeg really embodies everything that's great about the Berkshires. You know, it's kind of this idea of gracious living in nature. You know, you've got the views of Monument Mountain and the Berkshire Hills all around you. It's about art. It's about the gardens here that are truly just inspired and unlike anything, you know, you'll see around.
Cruey says that the estate's garden is one of the most famous mid-century gardens in the country, if not the world.
It's a really iconic, world-famous garden designed by Fletcher Steele and Mabel Choate over a 30-year collaboration while she was alive and here at the house before she gave it to us in 1959 to take care of and invite the public to as a public museum and garden.
The lights, which will blanket each section of the famous garden in everything from laser shows to a long walkway of trees, Cruey and his team have dubbed Rainbow Road, are a new addition to Namkeg's seasonal celebrations.
We just came off the heels of our haunted house and pumpkin trail, which have become really popular October events for us. And then right after that, we started planting about 65,000 daffodil bulbs for a daffodil festival that we're going to be launching in the spring of next year.
It's the trustees' first foray into offering winter activities at Namkeg. Normally, the property closes before the holidays.
We also wanted to find a way to introduce people to Namkeg in new ways. Sometimes we find people are kind of intimidated by, you know, coming to a historic home or garden and taking a tour. And we really want to show people that there are many ways you can enjoy a place like Namkeg, just from recreation to family time to the different programming that we do.
Cruey says this may be the biggest event the trustees have attempted at Namkeg to date, with ample programming to accompany the lights, as well as partnerships with local businesses like Berkshire Mountain Distillery.
We'll welcome people in the first floor of the house. We'll have Santa here, live music, depending on the weekend. And then we'll invite people to go on a self-guided tour of the garden where it will be lit with all of these lights.
Cruey says the trustees are expecting between 5,000 and 10,000 attendees for what they hope will be a new area staple.
We really feel that this is going to become a new Berkshire's holiday tradition.
The winter lights at Namkeg open Friday and run through December. For more, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.